Exciting news, Beauty Babes. We've now got a sponsor for our podcast, and I'm super excited to announce that Buff Browsers on Board is our official sponsor. If you don't know them already, they're an amazing beauty brand selling everything you might need as a brow tech, such as brushes, pencils and palettes. Their Pro Concealer Palette is my absolute fave. It's got so many colour choices in, so when you're carving out those brows, you're not going to be using a white. There is every shade under the sun, which is amazing. So make sure you check them out. Use the code in the show notes to bag yourself a discount. Don't forget to check them out, guys. That's Buff Brows. Oh, hi, babe. Welcome to the Beauty, Business and Being a Boss Babe, the podcast for aspirational and dream-believing women who want to level up and be the true boss babe they deserve to be. I'm your host, Lauren Lee, and with 17 years' experience in beauty and business, I'm here for anyone who has a passion for self-development, self-love and making money. To see more of who I am, follow me on Instagram at Lauren Lily Lee and at my business page, Beautiful by Lauren. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Beauty, Business and Being a Boss Babe podcast. You'll have noticed that there's been a gap in podcasts. I realised today that it's been 2 weeks and that I missed last week. Back to work life has been challenging, to say the least. So I started back to work on the 14th of March and I've basically just had my first day off yesterday. And we're on the 28th, so it's been a bit of a ride trying to balance mum life, trying to balance admin, trying to manage things that I've got going on in the background. Oof, I got to Wednesday night and I tapped out. I was like, well, Tuesday night, sorry, when I finish work, and I was like, no, I'm done, I'm exhausted, don't talk to me. My social battery, my work battery, everything is absolutely dead. So I had yesterday off and it rained all day. Typical, of course it did. Kevin's not very well at the minute, so he was screaming holy hell all yesterday. Babies with a cold, ugh, nothing like it. This is the third time this year. All fun and games. I'm going to see Stephen Bartlett later. I am super excited. So I've got a shorter day in work, which is nice. I got up early this morning to get admin done to record the podcast. And we're going to see Stephen Bartlett tonight. I am manifesting meeting him, so I'm going to take his book along with me and a pen. I'm going to ask him to sign it, because I am going to see him. I'm manifesting it. And I'm going to ask him a question for the podcast. Fingers crossed. Hopefully I bump into him. Even if I see him at the toilets, you best, hope that, I'm going to jump on his back to ask him a question. So I hope you've all been okay. We have kind of got National Price Increase Day next Monday. Is it Monday? Next Monday? Oh no, the Monday after the 8th of April, I think it is. So it's all been started by Amy Guy, and I think it was before predominantly nail techs. Everybody putting the prices up. And then I kind of think everybody's just kind of jumped on the bandwagon and realised that, across the board, everybody's putting the prices up on that day. Me too, me included. And I don't think you need to apologise for your prices going up. You don't need to explain it's the cost of living. You don't need to explain that the cost of products has gone up. Just put your prices up, it's your business. Aldi put the prices up, Pretty Little Thing put the prices up, Primark put the prices up, and they don't make an announcement about it. So I think we need to get out of this habit of apologising for things in a business, because it's totally unnecessary. Yes, there's going to be a price point that isn't suitable for everybody. And when I announced my price lists on my online booking system, I did notice that a couple of people cancelled. But in the email, I actually said that if the prices were too expensive for you, then I could recommend my students, or there's Kirsty who works in the salon, her prices at slightly cheaper price point than mine. So there was different options. So stop apologising for your price list. Just put your prices up, just put it out there. You don't need to go into explaining that, you haven't put your prices up for 4 years. And like I say, the cost of stuff's gone up. Just put your prices up and just let people know. Simple as. So I thought I would touch base with what I covered in my recent social media masterclass. So I hosted a masterclass on the 17th of March, which was St. Patrick's Day. The salon was absolutely brimming. It made me realise that the salon isn't quite as big as I potentially thought it was. And it's a good job that I didn't sell many more tickets because everybody went and sat on each other's knees. So we had a little graze board, that was nice. There was enough to feed the 5,000. Jason was eating buffet food at work for about 4 days. It was just amazing. Everybody was chatting amongst themselves. Lots of conversations had started. People were following each other. And it was just an amazing day all round. First kind of event of its kind that I've ever hosted. I've talked at things before, but this was obviously just me talking at the front. So it had taken me a while to put everything together, trying to give everybody as much information as possible. And I just thought that, you know, I'd share some of the info with you guys. Just kind of, like I say, touch base on what, you know, we were on about with social media. And just kind of let you in and a little secret at the end. So the social media masterclass was for anybody that has a business, but I think it's safe to say that most people that attended the masterclass were in the beauty industry, which is absolutely fine. So I kind of started from the basics, and I know a lot of people, everybody knows how to post on Instagram, but my social media masterclass was about making money from Instagram. And I've said it before, and I've said it here on the podcast, that unless you do any other form of advertising, and I'm talking Google ads, Facebook ads, I don't know, leaflets, Beena magazines, you know, those kind of things, then Instagram is your only advert. So you not putting as much effort into it as you know you probably should is not going to bring you the benefits. You know, if Pretty Little Thing only advertised here and there because they've been busy or there's been stuff going on, or I don't know, your local takeaway only sent one leaflet a year, would you remember that they were there? Yes, Instagram is, it's hard work. And, you know, creating reels and creating engaging content can be difficult, but needs must it. It is part of your business. You know, any business in the world has to advertise, fact, or else nobody knows it's there. So Instagram is our advert, and it's our responsibility to make sure that that advertising is as good as possible. So I make all of my money through social media. I tried Google Ads last year, spent $3,000 on it, didn't work at all. I think I got a couple of bookings off the back of it. My aim was to sell online training courses. I'd sold a couple, but in comparison to the $3,000 that I'd spent, it was absolutely not worth it at all. I'd have been better off putting $3,000 into social media or just keeping the $3,000 within my business. It was a total waste of money, but unfortunately with Google, it's one of those things you don't know until you start doing it, and you need to just keep plowing money at it for it to sort of bring you anything back. So for me, it just wasn't working at all. So I'm just going to stick to what I know, which is good old Instagram and social media. And this is, like I say, where I do most of my all of my advertising. I do have a Facebook page. Predominantly a lot of the content is shared from my Instagram to my Facebook, but because it won't share reels, I then have to go on and share the content. I'll either have 60 posts scheduled on my Facebook page, which reiterate what's going on my Instagram, or I don't have any at all. I actually don't think I've posted on my Facebook page for about a week, and then before then I think it's a couple of weeks. But I do find that they are completely different platforms. With Facebook, it's older clientele maybe, or people that find me through Facebook groups. So if I'm commenting on Facebook groups or somebody has asked for a recommendation for somewhere, then they'll come back to me through Facebook Messenger. But generally I always redirect them to my Instagram page because there's just so much more information on there. So I don't probably put as much effort into Facebook as I should. One of my friends, Emily, she gets a lot through Facebook, like business training courses. For me, I don't get particularly anything, but like I say, I'm not putting my all into it. I put all of my energy into Instagram because that's what works for me, and that's kind of what I was teaching teaching on the masterclass. So we covered kind of what social media is, why we should utilize it as much as possible. So like I say, if you're not advertising anywhere else, making sure that you're utilizing it as much as possible, making it easy for the user. So one of the things that I see most of on Instagram, and it drives me insane, is people not having their address on their Instagram. I've got it in a address link, so if somebody was to click on it, it'd say like opening Google Maps, ask for directions. I think there's a couple of other things there it says, but it if you don't have that, it's not anywhere on your Instagram. So I can have somebody start following me and I'll just check out the profile and I'll see that they do absolutely phenomenal brows, and I'm looking through the profile, I'm like, wow, these people are really good. You know, I might want to go to them, I might want to refer clients to them, and I have to message them to ask them where they are, and then they'll say that they're in California. Right, okay, well, why couldn't you just sort of put that on your Instagram then? You know, it's such a simple thing to do. And it's so important. If your ideal client is clients that are going to pay for treatments, then they need to know exactly where you are. And it's surprising, trust me, when you start looking through people's Instagram profiles, how many people don't have their address on the profile. So it was not things that are quite as simple as this. You know, we did delve deep into many things. But, you know, simplifying your social media, making it easy for the user, thinking about their experience. So if you're constantly getting questions, people asking you, where can I park? Do I need to book a patch test? What are your prices? Then they're obviously not finding this information easily enough from your social media. So don't make it difficult for people. You know, we're in a world where we want everything quick. Everything we do is quick. We go on TikTok, the videos are quick. Instagram, the reels are quick. We think of something, we pay it, we do it. We want a takeaway, we get on Just Eat, we order it, it's here. So people want to be able to easily find the information and book you easily. So, you know, tell them how to book, you know, show them all the details, have a highlight reel on patch tests or parking, you know, questions that you might get asked. So just take a little look at your Instagram account, look at it from a user's point of view, and just see if there's anything that you could simplify and just make as easy as possible. Sometimes I think we struggle to do this to our own businesses. So ask a friend, your partner, parent, mum, sister, whoever, you know, if there's anything that they could see of your social media that they would work on, that they would improve. Because there probably is. I get asked all of the time about parking. I'm on a main road, but there's endless amounts of parking around the salon, so it is on my to-do list to put on my Instagram highlights about parking, or have it set up as an automatic reply. So if somebody messages me and says, where's the best place to park, I can just whiz them an automatic message, save me typing the same message out all of the time. So little things like that. Then we kind of covered what should be in like your Instagram highlights. We talked about branding. That was quite a big section of the masterclass on Sunday, branding. So I think it's really important. And then showing up on your Instagram, so like showing your face. Then we talked about content. What else did we talk about? We talked about, well, I think content was probably 80% of what we talked about on the day, because obviously when we're creating content, that's what it's about. And then kind of, you know, how you can get success through social media, using kind of all the steps that we talked about. So one of the main things, and it kind of really hit with me when I was actually watching a documentary on Netflix. It was a documentary about YouTube. Now, I don't watch YouTube. I used to watch YouTube way back when for makeup tutorials, and there was like an odd couple of girls that would be doing makeup tutorials in the bedroom, or I'd go on and watch hair tutorials, and Sweetheart's Hair Design would be on there teaching you how to do like a big French braid. And then I've never really gone to YouTube for anything. If I've got a question about something, so say if I wanted to know, I actually used it last year when I was renovating a house, like how to take down slat blinds, I'd go on YouTube. I wouldn't go on Instagram, I wouldn't go on TikTok, I'd go on YouTube. It's like my how-to, like I learned how to wallpaper off a video on YouTube. But other than that, I don't actually use it as a platform, so I don't watch vlogs. I couldn't really tell you what kind of other information is on YouTube, again, because I don't watch it. But this documentary on Netflix was on about these group of guys. I can't even remember what they're called. And they were basically a bunch of lads. KSI was one of them, so if you know what I'm talking about. So KSI was one of these guys, and it was just people that had started on YouTube young, recording themselves, reviewing video games, playing video games, you know, typical boy things. And then they'd gone on to kind of accumulate a mass of followers, and they'd kind of like joined together and were now like a boy band in the YouTube world. And they were making millions, absolutely millions on YouTube videos. And they were kind of, they'd spend like say £500,000 to make a YouTube video. So they'd hire like a studio and they'd have a set made, and like they'd go around and thrash around it and tear it all up and break it all apart. But they knew that like they'd get probably, I don't know, three times the money that they spent back on like views on YouTube. It literally blew my mind. Got bored about 40 minutes in, because it was basically just a bunch of lads dicking around, but, you know, each to their own. I watched it and I was just like, wow, I couldn't, I was like, seriously, like, people still watch YouTube? It completely baffled me. But what one of them actually said was that we're in a world now where our phones are a source of entertainment. You know, we're going to our phone, we're picking up a phone all the time, like we're filling gaps in a time with phones. We're waiting for a bus, we pick up the phone. We're waiting for a taxi, we pick up a phone. We go to the toilet, we pick up a phone. Every opportunity, like, you know, at work, in between clients, we pick up a phone. And we're going to a phone as like a source of entertainment. We want to be entertained by what we're seeing. And it just really hit home, because I thought, yeah, you know, you're right. You've hit the nail on the head there. You know, gone are the days of Instagram being just before and after photos. You know, we don't want to become a Pinterest board. We need to entertain people with the content that we create. And I think for people that kind of only just delve into social media or only just know how to make a reel, that can be really difficult. So it's about kind of creating the right kind of content so that you can educate and entertain your viewers. It's just, it's gone to like the next level now. So I covered a lot of this on my social media masterclass. And I would say it's something that I'm quite good at. I would say I'm good at social media. I've got a qualification in it, hence why, you know, obviously I held a masterclass. So a lot of the reels that I create are educational, you know, reasons your lash lift isn't lasting, you know, how I stopped sending targeting my social media to clients, loads of different things. You know, I'm quite sort of in depth with my content. I like to create entertaining content. When I say entertaining, like, I'm not massively into like funny reels. I actually did one recently where I was looking out the window. I think I was pretending like, oh, when your clients cancel and then you see them on social media or something like that. And it did have like 15,000 reach. So it works, but I don't fill my content, my whole like Instagram, with that kind of content. It just breaks it up every now and again. But I've sort of been off the back of, you know, watching that YouTube video, I've been asking people in the salon, oh, what are you watching on Netflix? Oh, what are you watching on TV? And it's surprising the amount of people that say to me, I'm not really watching anything. No, I'm not watching anything. Now, what do people do? Like, what's everybody doing of an evening? Because I feel like nobody's playing Monopoly, or, you know, if they're not going to the gym, then what the hell is everybody doing if they're not watching TV? They're on the phones. So it's, we've got a captive audience. So we need to be as good as social media as possible so we can drive more sales to our business and make more money. That's the whole point of it. So just let that soak in. Think about the content that you create. Are you just a before and after picture kind of gal? Are you just giving people stuff that they can find on Pinterest? Because if you are, you are going to need to start switching it up. because it's boring for a start. I hate to break it to you. But when there's other people out there that are creating the kind of entertaining, educational kind of content, and you're just still posting before and after pictures, you bet you know you're gonna know who's busier. I see there's a hair girl locally that lives by me, got like 30,000 followers, creates very good content, educational content for hair. People want to be educated, so she's got like an education platform, so that's her ideal market. So she's educating people, she's showing people how to blow dry your hair, which is like anybody who's got hair, that's relatable too. And then she'll share some kind of like entertaining, like silly videos, and they're just entertaining for everybody. So she's really good at this. So when people, like I say, are just posting before and after pictures and pictures of hair in the back of somebody's head, it's boring. Also, as a client, I don't see the back of my head. I see the front. I see the front of my hair, what it looks like. I don't see the back. I'm not interested in what the back looks like. So stop showing people the back of people's heads, because people want to see that on them. So if you were, say, buying a dress on ASOS and you're a size 22 curvy, then you're not going to resonate with girls that are in dresses that are like a size 4, size 6, because you can't imagine yourself in that dress. So your clients need to imagine themselves in the shoes of your other clients. So like I say, posting before and after pictures of the back of somebody's hair, a client doesn't see the back of the hair, they see the front. So they want to see, oh yeah, her complexion's like mine, like, oh, that face frame looks really nice on her, or yeah, she's got a round face of me and she carries a bob off. You know, the back of somebody's head doesn't tell anybody that. So think about the content you're creating. And it's the same with like lashes or brows. If you're a lash tech and you're just taking close-up pictures of eyes, then your profile just becomes all eyes. And again, you know, unless you kind of only do one style of lash, I mean, your content over time will be boring anyway because every picture is the same. But, you know, people want to see, right, okay, well, I've got hooded eyes, so what will lashes look like on me? Or, you know, it only seems to be younger clients on a page that are having lashes like that, so maybe I should go for something more natural. Again, you've got to make your audience resonate with your content. So you need to think about switching it up and making it user friendly. So let's kind of go into I've talked about branding before. Let's go into kind of like content, and kind of like how money can make your content, because it definitely can and it does for me. So you need to mix up the kind of content that you create. So there's different types of content you can create. There's carousels, which is like, say, multiple number of pictures, so where you swipe along, that's a carousel. You've got reels, you've obviously got pictures, then you've got stories. I sell most of what I do via stories on Instagram, because again, we pick up a phone as like a space breaker. We go on stories because it's quicker. We want to see what people are up to behind the scenes. We want to see more than just a grid feed. We want to see people at home. We want to see working from the home salon. We want to see people cleaning up, home life, what people, you know, out and about with the kids. So stories are my number one place where I sell what I do. So my goal in January was to sell all of my online training, all of my in-person training courses. So all I did on my stories for like a month was talk about my training courses. I was sharing the transformations, I was sharing what was in the kit, I was sharing screenshots of conversations where people are talking about how many bookings they've got, how busy they've been, how much they love the course, so on and so forth. And believe it or not, by the 4th of February, I'd booked every single date out for 2024, even up to November. I've taken bookings where I'm actually traveling to the other end of the country and I'm going to train a full salon of people. You know, it paid off. Whereas if I'd have just posted maybe a couple of times on my stories, or I was thinking, oh, I don't want to promote it too much, people are going to be sick to death of it, so, you know, I sort of held back on how much I was, like, hyping it up. And then, you know, I just did a couple of grid feeds, do you really think I'd have sold out all of my in-person courses? No, I don't think I would have done. That probably generated me, I don't know, between 20 and 30 grand in business that I know is coming into the business. And obviously with all the deposits I'd taken, it was an amazing cash injection when I was off from work. So it pays to sell on stories. So kind of things that I promote on stories, I share obviously my personal life on there. So I'll share like outfits on there, me and Kevin on there, like my Gusto order on there, you know, general just kind of behind the scenes, because people are nosy, people want to see like what's going on and what you're up to. And then I'll talk about, you know, my stuff that I'm posting on my Instagram grid. So I always share my most recent post to my grid. Some will say don't, it affects your algorithm and stuff like that. I don't think it does, but I know that if I didn't share my most recent post to my stories, probably it wouldn't get half of the views, because most of my people are looking at stories. So I always share my most recent post. Then I'll talk about transformations that I've had with clients. I'll talk about what's coming up. I'll share links. So like my Look Fantastic link. So every time somebody clicks on it, I get like an affiliate discount. And I get like money back off like their order. So I'm making money that way. So stop just sharing stuff to your Instagram stories with no context whatsoever. This was kind of like a big one that we talked about. So if you're just, I don't know, say for instance, you've got three kids and they go to ballet on a Sunday and you just share a picture of them at ballet, only the people that know that your kids go to ballet on a Sunday will understand that picture. But it doesn't say anything. You know, if it was a picture of your three kids at ballet on a Sunday and you were like, oh, Sunday mum life, tell me you're a mum without telling me you're a mum, and then put a poll on and put what's everybody else get up to on a Sunday, and you put mum life, working, chill out, dog walks, you know, it creates engaging content. But also, as somebody who might not follow you, might not know you're a mum of three, you know, somebody might not know you go to dance every Sunday, you're explaining what the purpose is behind that picture, and then you're also creating something that I can engage with as well. So by the poll, you know, I can engage and create more engagement on your Instagram page, and you know, I feel like I'm sort of being part of your life and I'm telling you what I'm up to. Whereas, you know, just sharing it doesn't do bugger all. So there's quite a few things that give me the ick on social media. This was one that we talked about and we laughed about quite a lot on the day. So things like, you know, just sharing content that's got no relevancy at all. Yes, you want to share your personal life, but at least make people understand what you're sharing, rather than just a random picture of you and your best mate Jess on a night out, pissed up in Spoons at, you know, 10 o'clock at night. You know, create some context with it. Stop being lazy and just sharing it, because it's of no interest to people when you just share it. They want to know the context behind the photo. So a big ick, and we kind of all agreed on it, it was somebody else that said it on the day, was like preachiness on Instagram. So I think this kind of comes across as, it can be a multitude of things. So reiterating like your cancellation policy, but in a really shitty way that you may as well just tag the person that you're on about. I see this all the time, unfortunately. Yes, cancellations, no shows can be frustrating, and sometimes people just need a gentle reminder over you know, what our cancellation policies are. When people are like, right, I've come on here today, I've just popped on, you know, influencer vibes. I do that myself all the time, so I'm not slagging off anybody that does that. I've just popped on, I've had a no-show today, I've had two no-shows today, and it costs me £100 in bookings, and I'm self-employed, so when I don't work, I don't get paid, so it's an absolute joke. If you aren't going to show up, or you do need to cancel, just remember there's like a cancellation policy. I see this kind of stuff all of the time. Them two clients know exactly who you're talking about. Like, do you really think they're going to come back to the salon when you've basically just slagged them off on social media? No, absolutely not. Or if you're preaching about, oh, this is what I believe, I've been using this lash lift product for years, and like this, the reason you're not having good lash lifts is because you're all using this shitty product, or this, that and the other. Like, there's ways and means about going around things and talking about things. You know, you could just be like, hi guys, just popped on, I'm having a spell of sort of cancellations or no shows at the minute, so I don't know if there's a bit of a bug going around, or, you know, I understand that, you know, things might crop up, you know, I'm busy as well, but just as a reminder, there is a cancellation policy in place, so if you do have any issues, just drop me a message, but, you know, sort of, you will, your payment will get taken through my online booking system, or your card will be charged, so please just make sure that, you know, you're checking your reminders, you're making sure that you know when your appointments are, they're in your diary, and if you have any issues, then just give me a shout. That is so much more approachable than basically going on your stories and slagging your customers off. So think about things sometimes, take a step back. And another thing that somebody else said was people slagging people off. I also see this all the time. It's really unprofessional. So sort of like using your business platform as a way of like airing your personal grievances. So like slagging other people off, slagging other business owners off, you know, just having a rant. Like it's just really unprofessional. Again, it just kind of shows off a side of you that people might not see, but people might, you know, people aren't going to like. You know, if you're taking to social media to slag other businesses off, just, you know, it's just totally unnecessary. It just kind of shows off like a really narcissistic, toxic side of you that, you know, people might not see in before. It's just highly unprofessional. So hopefully nobody does that, but if you do, or you've done it in the past, you know, think about what you're doing. It doesn't look very good, and, you know, sort of it's really not going to set you in a nice light. I mean, your vibe attracts your tribe, so if that is your vibe, then you've probably got a customer base that are exactly like you. But I'm sure all the people that listen to this aren't like that at all. But yeah, you know, just think, even if, like I've seen it recently with Navy Tools, it's a Navy professional, they've bought out a book. This is me, no way getting involved, this is me just, again, I live under a rock, so mum life currently, but it's what I've seen. So they've made a coffee table book that's full of like really nice pictures of like lashes and brows and nails. It's all been curated from like user content, so people that have tagged them on Instagram posts. So they've created this gorgeous book. It's like £99 to buy, but they've not asked anybody's permission to be in this book. So like, you know, people are in it and they've not been asked. Now technically I'm pretty certain it's illegal. So people are either really like buzzed that they're in the Navy book, or people are either really fucking pissed off because they've not had authorization, and the fact that they've not been paid, and like Navy are selling this book off. So it's kind of gone all a bit pear-shaped. And then I've seen people like slagging Navy off, and like, I don't agree with what Navy have done, but I definitely think there's a way and a mean of going around it. So there's a girl that, or a woman that I follow on Instagram, and she posted about it, and this was when I first became aware of it, and she was really articulated in what she wrote, and she was like, you know, she wasn't slagging Navy off in an unprofessional term. She was just airing a point, saying that she was disappointed, and how, you know, she'd put all of her faith into them, etc, etc. And it was just a really good post, whereas, you know, I've seen other people that are like, this is a fucking joke, Navy should be ashamed of himself, or Rebecca, and like tagging him, and it's just a bit like, oh, it's just a bit cringy. So when clients, and especially new clients, come across and see that, it just doesn't put you in the best light. So think about the way that you put yourself across, and if you are pissed off one day, or you have a no-show and you're angry, or something's happened at the salon, just take a step back and come back to social media when you've kind of calmed down a little bit. Because yeah, we don't, new clients don't want to see that, you know. We want our ideal audience to view us in the best possible light. So those are the kind of things we talked about on the social media masterclass. I mean, I literally could go on and on and on, but we're already half an hour in. So we talked, like I say, about branding, about content, everything. I actually don't advertise to my clients anymore through Instagram. I do that through email marketing. So I've completely switched my ideal clientele on my Instagram to be people that like the people that attended my social media masterclass, people in the beauty industry wanting to scale, people wanting to become part of the beauty industry and come on one of some of my training courses. So, you know, it's, and that's how I've got fully booked. I've switched up my content, I've made it relatable, and by working on my content, it's got me fully booked. It got my social media masterclass fully booked. So you do truly get out what you put in. And then at the end of my social media masterclass, I made a very exciting announcement about something that I am launching in April. It's been going on behind the scenes for months, probably since summer last year. I've been working on it whilst I've been off on maternity leave, which, trust me, has been difficult. Kevin doesn't sleep anymore in the day, is an absolute wild one, so been all fun and games. But I have built something called the Beauty Boss Collective, and I've used all of my experience from being in business, so all the ups, all the downs, everything I've learned through business coaching, everything I know through my social media qualification, and just basically a girl who started with nothing and has built like a six-figure business, albeit, you know, still getting 30 grand tax bills that we don't like, but hey, we move. So I've kind of put everything that I know, I've got 19 years experience, which makes me sound really old, and I've put it into a 6-week program that's aimed at people in the beauty industry that are kind of thinking, I want the next level, I want to scale, I want to make more money, but don't know how. So I've got everything that I've known, everything that I've learned, everything that I've learned from, and I've put it into this 6-week program. So it's like a training course, and we'll go through different modules each week, and we're going to talk about things that are going to build your business, help you scale your business, things that you need to work on so that you can grow as much as possible, and you can take a step back from working always on your in your business and actually work on it to bring you more money in. I've put literally everything I know into this. It is absolutely amazing. So we've got weekly one-to-one calls, we've got planning sessions, we've got how-to guides, we've got how-to reels, how to make things on Canva, social media guide with social media experts, we've got downloadable templates, I've got email templates in there, you name it, I've included it. And then each week we've got a guest expert, so we've got an expert in their field, whether it be email marketing, social media, some of the guests that we've got on are unreal. So I'm not going to tell you everything about it. It's going to be launching next week. It's going to be amazing. Like, literally everything that I know I've put into it, it has taken me months and months and hours, because there just isn't anything like this in the beauty industry. So I've worked with business coaches before and it's been amazing. But none of them are kind of like beauty specific. I've worked with Liz McKeon in the past and she's amazing, but I do feel like Liz was a bit old school, kind of, you know, before the whole like social media kind of thing came about. So working with Liz was great, and she taught me like the fundamentals of business, which, you know, I aim to teach everybody else how to do as well as possible. But then my other business coaches have been, you know, social media experts, people that specialize in online things, and I kind of feel like nobody understands like the beauty industry. We work with our hands, and ultimately if our hands don't move, then neither does a bank account. And I'm trying to get people to earn more money whilst they're in work, but also earn more money so that they can step away from actually physically using the hands all the time. Because, you know, if there's ever a COVID, or, you know, you're pregnant or you're ill and your hands don't move, like I say, neither does your bank account. So I'm hopefully going to teach people how to, you know, create more passive income, build the businesses so they can scale it more, so that we have more work-life balance, But so we're not just working constantly, like I say, on a bit in a business age, you know, we're not just having to do treatments or, you know, be stuck to a chair or a bed all day, you know, working our asses off to only earn the same amount of money each week. You know, there's so much more to it than that. And speaking from experience, you know, like I say, I do run a six-figure beauty business, and I just want to teach people how to do the same, because I understand, I've been there, I've made the mistakes, I've had the ups, I've had the downs, and I want to share it with everybody. So if you're interested, or you're thinking, oh my god, I need this in my life, feel free to drop me a message on my Instagram, Beautiful by Lauren, or keep an eye out on my Instagram stories and on my feed, because it's going to be huge. So it launches next week, and I've got a couple of weeks until, like, you can all sign up. So there's payment options as well. It's going to be unreal. And then this is an exciting little gift for everybody at the end as well, which is huge, and it's amazing. I'm just excited about it. So I hope you all have an amazing rest of the week. It is Easter this weekend, so I hope you've all got some nice plans. I'm going out for lunch. I'm going out on a bit of a date night with Jason on Saturday. I've obviously got Mr. Stevie B tonight, so nice week. My one day off, I'm still exhausted, so I'm looking forward to my next day off on Sunday. Hopefully I have a lie-in, but chances are that won't happen. Kevin wakes up about 6:30, and I actually set my alarm at 4:45 this morning to get up so I could do some admin. So I hope you all have a good day. Sorry this podcast is slightly longer. I do always try to keep them under 30 minutes, but god, some of them recently have been 1 hour because we've got so much catching up to do. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks guys.
So, thank you for listening to this episode of Beauty, Business and Being a Boss Babe podcast. Please remember to subscribe to my channel, and if you could take a moment to leave a review, honestly, that would be amazing. So, I'll see you next week for another episode. Thank you.